are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Hey, who says we can't train old dogs? Hey, you know what? It's a nightmare for me, Emmerich. That's why I have Kara. I have Kara. I have Charles, Fredo.
You still have your hair.
I still have my hair. It's a little bit different.
I have a little.
Now. Yeah. It looks different now because I think it's the lighting. I don't think it's my hair is really that gray. I think it's that lighting.
I see.
Hey, okay, so you said you live in Fremont.
No, I never lived in Fremont. I moved to Belmont in 1983.
Okay, and that's near San Francisco.
Yes, it's between San Francisco and San Jose.
Okay, what made you choose Belmont?
Well, it's a story, you know, when I came out legally from Romania, I was in Akron, Ohio, and I was working at the Hungarian nursing home because I speak Hungarian.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't speak English. And also the church had a school to train priests. So it was a reformed Hungarian church. So one of the priests got a job in San Francisco for a Hungarian church. And when he arrived here, he said, I find you a job and you can move here. So I got a job to a clothing store owned by a Hungarian to do alteration to pants and jackets. I didn't know how to do that. I used to make my own pants in Romania.
Is that
so
right?
I know how to make pants without pockets, just zipper. So he asked me, do you know how to sew? I said, yeah, I used to make like pants. So they thought that I'm a tailor.
Oh, yeah.
When I got to the store, you know, they gave me to alter a jacket. I said, I know how to do that. So yeah. I was just ironing and putting buttons on. And in the meantime, a customer was coming. He had a painting job. So he gave me a job as a painter. And then when I moved to California from Ohio, I was driving a car and I had two other Hungarian guys. We're driving nonstop, just filling up the tank with the gas nonstop. So these guys, they were drinking beer in the back. So after we arrived this area, they went to work from construction company. So the guy owned the painting business came out. I was working with other painter at close to Stanford University, those very expensive, beautiful houses. And the owner came and said, do you drink? I said, no. Okay, went out again, came in again, said, I'm asking one more time, do you drink alcohol? I said, no. He said, you're fired. I said, why? He said, you have a can of beer in your car. So what happened, those guys went drinking some can of beer, rolled under the chair and rolled back. So the guy told them I'm lying. So he fired.
Oh, yeah. I'll be darned. That's not a good start, is it?
No, you know. And, you know, I barely speak English back then. So many, many years ago, I became assistant manager at Dennis Nelson Health Spa in Redwood City. And that guy owned the painting company, signed up. And he recognized me. And now, this time, I was able to speak English. I said, you remember when you fired me? Said, yeah, because said you lied to me. I said, no, I explained to him what happened. He said, oh, if I would know, you know, I'm sorry. I said, you know what, that's okay because everything happened for a reason. Because when I lost the job, another Hungarian from Romania had a machine shop. So because I had my first wife and my 2 months, 3 months old son coming together from Romania, he feels sorry for me. Say, you know what? I hire you, but I pay you only like $5 an hour, and I'm going to train you to be a machinist. But in the meantime, you make enough to have food, and you know maybe your wife gets a job and pay your rent. So the money I was making, I was not able to pay my rent at once. The landlord was nice. He said, you can pay the rent twice instead of one some money.
Yeah.
So one of the remaining guys one day came in with the Flex magazine. You remember when Creek Dickerson won the Mr. Olympia?
I do.
that Flesh Magnet, here's a front cover. It came in, it went in the back, was a page where it said Eastern European Insider. So there were a contest which I won, was an Eastern European Championship, and I was there on the middle class in the first place, and was in English. This report was sent by the Hungarian Federation, because back then Ceausescu was the president, so it was a very strong communism, so you were not allowed to send any reports, any contest from Romania. However, the contest was in Romania, but the Hungarian Bodybuilding Federation, because they had competitors, they sent a report on the contest. So because I was the first place, automatically I was in a picture, and says okay, the Emerik Delcek. So this Romanian guy said, you know what? I'm going to take you to a gym. I buy you a membership and I drive you every day to the gym. You need to work out and compete again. So he was taking me every day to the gym, and I was helping him to train. And of course, the muscle has memory, and I start to put him besides back beautifully. So all the members, they came to me, asked me questions. I couldn't really understand exactly, but what I did, I showed them the proper form, how to do a bench press, flies, tripses, pushdowns, barbells, and I demonstrated and I corrected. So on the way out, the manager stopped us, and then he told my friend, ask your friend if you'd like to come and work as an instructor here. Then my friend said, how about his English? He said, no, that's why I'm hiring him, because he demonstrates and touch the members, the arms, all the angles. He said, because my other instructors, they just go to the guys, gave them a routine, said, okay, do this 10 reps, 12 reps, etc. He said, he's demonstrating, which is way much better.
Yeah.
So they get me a job, and they offer me $6 an hour, a dollar more than a machine shop. I said, that's it.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
That's it. So I was doing what I like and I get paid for.
Yeah.
What was good, I could train all day long because I was demonstrating the exercise. So when they did 12 reps, I did jumped in. So it wasn't suspicious that I'm doing my workout. It looked like I'm training
right.
People. So I was working out and paid. So then all the members, they were going in the front and telling to the managers, man, this guy from Romania, it's unbelievable, you know. We learn so much. We always work out incorrectly. And one early morning, I was opening the club at 6 in the morning. Dennis Nelson, who did compete once, I think Steve Reeves, and Dennis Nelson appeared in a couple movies, but little roles, like was even in one film with the. Marilyn Monroe was a bar fight cowboys, and he was one of the cowboys who started the fight. So he came in and told me, said, listen, I have really good reports on you from the members. I want you to stay. I said, are you a handyman? Can you repair chains on a bicycle? If a cable breaks, can you fix him? I said, of course. And he said, no, you have two jobs. You're an instructor and a maintenance guy. So I was working every single day, even Saturday, Sundays, from 6 in the morning to 9 evening, and then weekends from 9 to 5 afternoon. That was ours. So many times, Dennis Nelson asked me, "Are you sure you can work that much?" He said, "You know, nobody would work that much if I hire." I said, no, I won't even work even more, because now suddenly 6 hours as instructor, and he paid me $7 as a maintenance guy, you know, wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
So after a while, when my English started getting better, then they said, "Now, from now on, you're going to be floor supervisor." And after that, they made me assistant manager and manager. So I was able to make extra money by signing up people. I get a $5 bonus on each sign-up people for 1 year or two-year contract. And there were a lot of Latinos, mostly from Mexico, coming to the gym because they were all working on landscaping. So they didn't place to come take a shower, basically. So they all came and paid very short monthly membership cash or daily fees. And I figured out how I can reach out the entire Latino community. I know they were illegals. Mm-hmm. You know, they were all illegally. Back then in 84, 85, was not a big deal. Yeah? So I told these guys, listen, United States is very important to start to have a credit. And I said, if you sign up 1 year or 2 year membership with Dennis Nelson Hellspawn, you pay monthly, and after a year or 6 months, if you go buy a car or something, they're going to ask if you have any credit, and you just show, you know, I've been paying my membership monthly for over a year, and there's your credit, and you can get a credit card. So I had all the Mexican from this area, Redwood City and San Carlos, they all coming to sign up. They were looking for the Romanian guy. So I was making $5 extra bonus on everybody. So at one point, Dennis Nelson sold the club to the main manager guy, and the main manager became the owner. He called me, said, "You know what, Dennis Nelson, when he sold me the gym, he told me that no matter what happens and you need to cut back on the overhead, the last person you let him go is Emery. Even if you have only one person left, that should be Emery. But," he said, "unfortunately, you're the first guy I have to go because you make the most money."
Oh, man.
You know. So then he let me go. Then in the meantime, when I was working Dennis Nelson, I had people coming from working for the airport, United Airlines. So some guy came in at one point. He was asking if I can get him a really good membership, because once you get your membership, you could transfer it to somebody if you were moving out area. So for example, if I had a two-year membership, I have 2 months left over, and after the 2 year, you have automatically only $90 fat free to pay per year. Then you can take over my membership and you take advantage after 2 months, you pay only $90. So I had a few of those. So I gave it to, I sold to this guy working for the United Airlines, was in the maintenance. And when I get fired, actually doesn't fire, they let me go because they have to cut back overhead. I get a part-time job, United Airlines. So I was running the food truck, the DC-10 airplanes from San Francisco to Hawaii. So I had all this first-class food available, you know, because, you know, when the airplane came back, a lot of food was not used, and there was like halibut, you know, all the first class food, really good.
Yeah.
So I had really good food there. So I was working from 8 to midnight, 12. And in the meantime, I get hurt, my lower back gets hurt because I was doing heavy squats. So I told the job, then I get hurt on the ramp. So they told me that, you know, I can take off as much time I want to heal. I can fly anywhere in a country for therapy, because they were worried about maybe you'll sue them or something.
Yeah.
So what I did back then, the communism just ended in Europe. So the Hungarian Bodybuilder Federation president was asking me, "Emery, can you bring us some amino acids? Because, you know, all the American bodybuilders are huge, maybe from the amino acid. So what does I was carrying a huge bags of amino acids with me on the airplane, going back to Hungary, dropping the product, make $5,000 per trip. I was coming back and forth, back and forth. So, you know, on MS. So I quit the part-time job in United Airlines because I said I was making good money. I can pay my own fees. So that I started my entrepreneur business. So that I get started getting involved more and more. And I was selling a multi-power product line, which after a while, I think Joe Weider took over. That was in Europe, one of the best and had the highest rank of supplements for bodybuilders. So I start importing. It was an importer, distributor in New York. So I was getting it from her. So then I was selling it to bodybuilders.
Yeah. You know, you're in a good example of when you are have the will and the motivation to do whatever it takes to keep working, it gets you to, at some point, you get lucky, you know?
Yeah. See, what I learned when the Hungarian person who sponsored me from Ohio, second day, he took me in two places. He took me to Salvation Army, and he said, I'm going to take you today to two places. And after that, I will explain something. So when Salvation Army, to me, that was a beautiful story because, you know, when you come from a communist country, you know, and I saw all these blue jeans, almost brand new, $1, $2. He said, okay, now I'm going to take you another place. He took me to a shopping mall, all these beautiful lights. He said, do you remember that jeans for $2? He said, yeah, who here is for $50?
Yeah.
So he told me, you go and you shop on that first store I took you. You buy there everything, you wash them again, because you come to this fancy place, everything is beautiful, shiny, and then you lose your, you know, control, and you buy something. And he said also, at one point, you have something called credit card. I said, what's credit card? He said, well, it's going to be a card. You can go buy anything you want without having cash on your head, but then you have to take care of the bills. And with those credit cards, you have to be careful because you go, you buy something, you take them home a couple of days, they say, why I did buy this? I don't need this, but already have it. He said, you know, if you ever get credit card, have it just because it's good to have a credit card. He said, buy everything you can do cash. So still today, I do everything cash. I go to the grocery store, cash.
Yeah.
Only if I order something online, I use my credit card.
Yeah. You know,
that was a good lesson.
Yeah, it really is. And you know something, Eric? I got a good lesson as well when I went over to Bulgaria in 82. Because when I first went there, it was socialist. No, it was communism the first time I went there. And you know what? As an American who knew nothing at that point, because I never traveled to Eastern Europe, and I went to Bulgaria, Russia, and Czechoslovakia, you know, it was an eye-opener because we don't know how good I didn't know how good we had it in the United States until I was in those countries with all the shortages they had with just basic stuff, food, you know, to wait in line for protein and not, you know, a lot of the bodybuilders, the coaches were telling me there, they couldn't even get a steady source of protein year round. I mean, I would have never thought that would be going on in another country, but what an eye opener. It made me realize how lucky I was at that point, and still am.
Yeah. Did you go visit Jordan in Bulgaria? His name was Jordan?
I believe so. You know, I met a lot. It's been a long time now.
Yeah, I did. I did went one to Bulgaria, and I couldn't believe the airport was so tiny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There were no inside to waiting. You have to wait outside.
I know. It's such.
And then, because you know.
Shot.
Yeah, because Jordan helped me to get a contract with Sopharma, the manufacturer, Tribistan. You remember the Tribistan?
I brought it over here.
Yeah. So I went and I was able to get a contract with Sopharma for the Tribistan. So I was importing it, so I had a contract with them. So I remember when I went to Bulgaria, and I saw that airport. Oh, my God. And was that was the biggest airport in Sofia. It was not even like a little other city.
I know, amazing. Even to the point where when I made a phone call, when I left home here in the States, I told my wife, okay, when I get there, I'll go ahead and call you. Well, hell, I didn't know at that time that they had like one or two places. I think I was staying, I stayed in Sofia and then the other name that you just mentioned. But they said, yeah, you're going to have to go to the desk and you're going to have to tell them you want to make a call to the States. And then you'll wait there until they connect. Well, shit, they didn't connect for like an hour. I mean, it was so, everything was so inconvenient and so different than what I was used to. It was amazing.
Yeah. I learned something. United States, they gave you the opportunity that you can make as much money you want, long as you pay the tax.
Yeah.
I learned something that never take no for answer. If they throw you out to the door, you come back to the window. you have to, if you tell you one time no, you go back a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I learned something that you need to work very, very hard. Nothing happens instantly. For example, at one point I had a coffee service. What I did, I was buying this, they were the automatic coffee brewers. So I bought these coffee machines. I went to banks and I offered free coffee machine and I can't do the service. They just have to buy from the coffee a creamer or sugar.
Yeah.
And I remember when one bank, no, we don't want, we don't want. So, I didn't get disappointed because I, at one point I had like 20 banks. They were taking my service and also some gas stations. Then I helped another guy from Los Angeles, from Romania, come over here. I said, you can help me go out and get the count. And he went out, came back. Man, it's really disappointed. They said, no. I said, listen, today you had no, tomorrow you have one. I said, if you get one each month, that would be one new account. I said, if it happened everything first day, then you won't only work only one day. You have to go over and over.
Yeah.
So I learned that. And I had also Coke machines, furniture stores. So I tried everything, this country gave me, it's just endless.
Yep.
You have any idea, you can go for
it. Yeah. And that's a lot of, which is, and I don't want to get too political with all this stuff, but it's kind of scary times right now to see some of the stuff that's going on. And I remember, like I said, if I hadn't seen what I saw firsthand, how far behind, those countries were, even like with a telephone call where you couldn't hear very well. I mean, it was just, I didn't realize how lucky that we had it back then. And I think we still do, because there's opportunity if you're willing to pay the price, because that's what it comes down to, which I don't know about you, but this is where bodybuilding actually really helped me. I've been an athlete all my life and I've had that mindset of an athlete, but nothing taught me more than the sport of bodybuilding, because it's so damn hard to achieve a world-class physique, because it does not happen overnight. It takes years, doesn't it?
Oh, discipline. And if you're disciplined and you have the drive and you just keep your mind clear and healthy, because health is very important.
Yeah.
Yes, because right now what I see here is kind of scaring me, because in Romania, when I grew up, I remember that at one point there were no meat at the store. They had only one day you could buy meat. So I took a job to a place they were basically where they're slaughtered cows, pigs, etc., and they were exporting the meat. So I took a job just to access to meat, because I have to steal the meat, because you have to survive. It's social communism. You need to, whoever you need, you have to do to survive. So I took a job there and I asked for the most hard, brutal job, where when they kill the cows, they have hanging half the cows.
Right.
So I have to put them in the freezer. So I took nobody wants to do that because it's so cold. So I was pulling that job, because while I was inside, was nobody there. So I was able to have a little knife and just take out a filet mignon from the cow and put them on my boots. And then pretend I have to go to the bathroom, to the locker room, and hide them. And then right before we're leaving, I have to tape them around my waist with the tape, because when you're going out, they check you bags or whoever you had lunch boxes, they were checking if you don't steal meat. So I had all wrapped around my waist. So then when I fill up my refrigerator, then I called sick. I said, I have tonsillitis. That's what to eat. So we're every day preparing a little meat. You know, you have all this Eastern European dishes. You use garlic, else seasoning, an entire building smelled like barbecue, like cooking. So the neighbors asking my mother-in-law, because I was staying with my mother-in-law, they're asking, where you get the meat every day? Because they were asked, if you know somebody has meat, to call the police.
Oh, man.
And they ask you, where you get the meat, if no meat? So what my mother-in-law told to the neighbors, oh, we bought the meat Saturday, the day we're selling it. We have just a little tiny one every day just to make like a stock to flare up the potato. So yeah. Basically said, we don't have meat. We just have a little partial daily to make the stocking and flavor up potatoes or rice. Because can you imagine if somebody called the cop who opened the refrigerator, see filet mignons?
Yeah, unbelievable. And you know what? People don't believe that kind of stuff went on. But the stories I was getting told when I was in Bulgaria and Russia, because we had translators that were with us. And, you know, I mean, it was just amazing to hear some of those stories. And it is frightening to be in that situation. But like you said, I mean, it's either you're going to die or you're going to live. Basically, it's life or death.
Yeah. So, you know, with my two friends in Romania, we built a gym. So, of course, we charged people coming to the gym was in the basement, a big building basement. So we were charging. And then at that time, I was also working at a factory. So I became a Romanian national champion. And at exactly that time, I did apply for legal immigration. So the national championship was held in Bucharest. So after the contest, I won overall. I stayed because I had to go to U.S. Embassy because I was approved in my city to travel, but I had to go to the U.S. Embassy to pick up some medical forms because they were asking me to have a physical and mental because the ambassador told me, she was a woman, he said, we have already a lot of crazies and sick people in the United States. We don't want to get in more sick or crazy. So if you're healthy, you're going to be in the United States. Otherwise, no. So I had a physical there. So because I stayed extra days, the Securitate, which is like a KBG in Romania, they went to the director of the factory and they asked them to fire me immediately because I went to the U.S. Embassy, but I was legally, but because I didn't show up work for that reason to fire me. But the director of the factory was really nice. Say, you know what? I gave him off day because he just won the Romanian national championship and he was representing our factory because in the meantime, I had pressure from the police. So what I did, the factory had a sport affiliation. They had a handball, basketball, bowling, soccer. So what they did, they attached my little gym as a bodybuilding division. So he said, you know what? He won a national champion and it's represents our factory. So just to tell you how politically about everything there. And Before this, before I was approved, I went to Bucharest to have an audition with Ceausescu, the president. So I went to his palace. So I don't know if you ever saw the building. It's like a huge, it's no fence. You can't look in, but a huge gate. So I knocked on the gate, had that handle, and was a little window. It opened, and I saw a face, and they opened the window. He said, Emmerich, what are you doing here? It was the captain. I said, how do you know me? He said, I'm in bodybuilding too. I was watching you many times as reading your Romanian bodybuilding newspaper. He said, what are you doing? He said, you know, I'm trying to go to United States, and my application was not approved in my city. So I want to ask the president, let me go. Now, because in school, we were taught that it's no better place than communism. It's the biggest freedom, and you can choose anything you want with life. So I said, you know, that they told me in school that I want to take advantage because I have the rights. He said, well, it doesn't matter what they teach in school, it's totally different. But he told me, he said, you better get out of here immediately. He said, you're lucky I'm here. Because I know if you will come a little later, they will let you in and they will never leave ever.
Wow.
It's political. So I took off immediately. So I went home and I was waiting, and finally I got approved because back then Ceausescu was worried about the Hungarians, because many million Hungarians, they live in the United States. He was worried about that maybe the Hungarians are going to start a revolution. Mm-hmm. So he started all Hungarian nationality people, he started to let them go, our country. Because, you know, when that huge revolution started, it started from a Hungarian church because they tried to demolish the church. And all the church members, they were surrounding the church like a shield. So the military was ordered to shoot. And that's how started the whole thing, started from Hungarian church, the entire revolution. And then after the Ceausescu, a couple months later, was over.
Yeah, wow. You have quite a story, Emmerich. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. So now you've been living, how long have you been living now in the States?
It's been, let's see, from 1982, so let me see, even 2006.
I've been
2000, sorry, 2020.
38 years.
38 years, yes, exactly.
Yeah. So what do you, once you were here, you've done a lot of jobs, but have you ever been in the gym business here in the States? I know you said you worked at a gym signing up members, but what have you done since you've been in the States then? Do you have a regular, like a normal job?
Yeah. Well, the regular job I had only when I was working as a machinist and the Dennis Nelson Health Spa. Uh-huh. After that, I did everything on my own to survive. So what I did, I was basically in, at one point, I was making all my money with a tribute stamp, the one you introduced to the United States.
Right.
So all my income was on tribute stamp. I had distributors, Europasport, Muscle Food back then was USA. So I was importing a distance to them. All my money was from that. So then in the meantime, I became partner of the gym in San Carlos, and we called them the gym. It was a world gym in San Carlos, and the guys that owned the gym, they were behind with the rent, so they were kicked out, and was a guy working out there. It was a former, I didn't know back then that he was a former Hell Angel guy. So he had all tattoos. So they said, hey, Emmerich, you know what? I'm going to buy this equipment from these guys, but I don't have credit to rent out the building. You would be interested to be my partner, but you need to rent out the building. So that's how I became a gym owner with this guy, you know. And then in the meantime, I was went back to Europe. I was looking for something for obese people. So I went to Switzerland, Germany, Austria, Hungary, Romania, looking for something for obese people. So I was waiting for a ride from my city, because my city was 8 kilometers from the Hungarian borderline. So usually I was flying either to Munich or Budapest, rent a car and drive around. So, but this time they would not rent me out a car in any European countries, because back then you took a car from a rental from Germany for Austria, you took them to Romania, and people, they gave you like $10,000 cash for, and you just called, and you know, this car was stolen because the police wouldn't look for. So there were huge things back then. So I know I was going there, people said, can you rent out a Mercedes and we give you $5,000 cash? And you just give it to the car and that's it. So I was waiting for a ride, and it was a pharmacy across the street. So I went in and said, do you have anything for obese, for weight loss? He said, yes, we have something. And they said, it's called Humanifort. So, you know, I bought 5 bottles of Humanifort, and I went back to Budapest to fly back. So I took 2 capsules as I saw the instruction back of the label. And in about 1 hour, I didn't feel any jet lag. You know, my jet lag disappeared.
Huh.
So I called the number on the label, was a telephone number, and they said that they are a distributor for the inventor, Dr. Professor Miesco. They gave me his number. So I called that number, and he said, oh, I know you. Who are you? Because it's another story maybe I would tell later, because the story was in 1983, I was competing, no, 1984, I was competing in Mr. Universe in Las Vegas. I was the first ever communist athlete on stage in the United States. So it was a huge deal. So I was the athlete and the delegate. So when we had the country parade with the flag and the sign, I hold the sign. I had a guy I was working out from with me, Dennis Nelson, American guy. He came to me to see my contest. So he was with a flag, and they put his name. So back then, they called me, back then, who was the federation. He said, Emmerich, it's a huge problem. He said, well, he said, you were with the sign Romanian and had an American guy carrying the Romanian flag.
Yeah.
They didn't like that because, you know, back then still was that communist idea. So.
Right.
So this professor know about me because I was considered the best ever Romanian bodybuilder from Romania, and the only Romanian bodybuilder was able to even became friend with Joe Weider and do business with Joe Weider. Now, because I don't know if you know that I was doing business with Joe Weider for a couple of years.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. What what happened? So anyway, with that Humanifort, let me show Humanifort. When I talked with the professor, he said, well, it's a weight loss, but it's not a suppressant. It's not appetite suppressant. It's not a stimulant. What does, it regulates your resting insulin, blood sugar, and also regulates leptin hormone. He said, if you have all these three in check, if you eat normal, you should be not fat. I said, how about my jet lag? He said, well, because a different time zone, you're supposed to sleep, your adrenaline is on overdrive, produce stress hormone cortisol. So when you take this supplement, it down regulates the cortisol. Even you didn't sleep, it still brings down, so you don't have that brain fog.
Hmm.
You know. So he said, can you come to Bucharest immediately, because I'm a scientist, I would like to expose my product United States at worldwide. But I was I don't know how to do it. I did submit it something to the FDA United States, but was not approved. And I know why it was not approved, because back then in Romania, there were no category for dietary supplement. There was drugs with prescription and drugs without. For example, vitamins, minerals, they were drugs considered without prescription. So when he submitted, even to dietary supplement, was no category. He submitted as a drug. So that was that's why it was not approved. So I told him, listen, I will take care that I cannot fly back now to Bucharest, but I want any studies you have, send it to me. But back then, there were no computers. We did everything via fax. So when he faxed me the studies in Romania, when I saw that, he says, this is unbelievable. I said, even 50%, it's true. I have to put my hand on this immediately because I lost my contract with the Tribistan. So I said, you know, I can't take a chance with this one. So when I saw the study, I purchased from him, he got 50 bottles, and I told him, send it to me as a dietary supplement for research only.
Yeah.
So what I did, I picked up, I went to my gym, I asked people who was willing to take the supplement and collect the urine for 24 hours to check the 70 keto sulfate. Because the professor told me, if you want to save money, you don't want the blood work, you do the urine test 24 hours. You need to have people carry a huge jug and urinate every time in that. And after 24 hours, you just send a little tiny in the lab, and they check for 7 keto sulfate. It depends how much concentration urine you can tell by that. It's a nucleus overdrive or underdrive, you know. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and the results came back. I couldn't believe it. I bought the airplane ticket. This was 1993. I went back and I signed a worldwide exclusive contract immediately. Immediately. So then in the meantime, try to sell and promote them. Was so hard because back then people didn't know about stem cells. And then growth factors, just maybe few scientists. So I was learning so much from this professor, and he told me that, you know what, it's many more things, because this is extract from chicken embryo. He said it's many other things gonna be discovered later. I'm an older scientist. If some younger scientists will come around, you'll find out so much other stuff, what's happening when the embryo is in development. So then, of course, in the meantime, I learned about growth factors and how those are very important to restore cell communication in the body, how these growth factors are diminishing by age. So, you know, I became an expert without a diploma or PhD. I have a physician, they consulting me regarding this, because, you know, these doctors, they not taught it when became young doctors. They don't teach this at the universities.
Exactly. Yeah.
So then it's just unbelievable.
Is that product still on the market?
Yeah, it is a market. And in the fitness industry, it's under the name of Humanafort. Uh-huh. But I do private label for physicians, and also I make different combination. And what's good about this, a study was conducted in Romania, because I was asking regarding free radical scavenger. And in a study conducted there, it showed that it's 11 times stronger free radical scavenger than ascorbic acid, and 6 times stronger free radical scavenger than glutathione. So just imagine, you have such a strong free radical scavenger, you have less free radicals, your immune system is like unbelievable. So that's, during this epidemic going on, I watch news, you know, I see all these experts, and I don't see the experts talking about something already existing on the market, but they don't talk about how to improve your system, you know. Change your diet. It's all just drugs, vaccines, which, you know, it's up to them. You know, I'm not really concerned about vaccines, but there are so many other things you can do to have your own self-defense. For example, you know, we have our body produce something called cationic peptide in mammals, even plants. And these cationic peptides, they are, it's fights bacteria and even viruses. So they have synthetically cationic peptides, and using for people they need antibiotic where the bacteria is resisting to penicillin or any other antibiotic. And regarding this cationic peptide, most bacteria cannot resist. So it's out there existing. Also something called protease inhibitor they're using on people with HIV virus. So I don't see anything talking about this two existing compound, a strong antioxidant, change your diet, and you should be fine. I mean, you may would show a little positive for the coronavirus, but you wouldn't have symptoms, you wouldn't even know it only if we test you.
Right, your body fights it off. And that's one of the things I've talked about, because I have a studio. They've closed a lot of the gyms again in the area, but I have a studio. It's smaller. It's all personal training. And one of the things I've talked about on social media is exactly what you're talking about, because the doctors don't talk about what you can do to build your immune system, because correct me if I'm wrong, It's proven that if you can keep your body in a alkaline state as opposed to acidic, that it's virtually impossible to get sick, because disease needs acid. Have you heard this before?
Yes, 100%, 100%. You see, friends, people, they know me. I telling what I do, I do not recommend, because, you know, if you recommend something, something happens, you know, oh, you told me. Right. So I tell people every single day, I have twice a flat teaspoon baking soda, because, you know, reduce acid in your body.
Right.
It's that.
Also, it neutralizes it, right? Baking soda neutralizes acid, right?
Yes. Yes. You know, when you have the pH is not balanced, you have high acidity, you get inflammations.
Right.
Also, I take every single day 2 baby aspirin. See, when this coronavirus hits people, they develop little blood clots on the lungs. And I don't see anywhere Dr. Fauci or these experts. I call these academical experts, because they never cured anybody sick. You know, they go by books. So if you, that always, and I never saw anybody on blood thinner to have this problem, because once your blood is a little thinner, you're not able to develop this pulmonary embolism where you can get little blood clots like a showers. Right. That makes me makes you hard to breathe.
Right.
You know, so those ventilators, it wouldn't help. First thing I would do, besides symptoms, I would put them on a mild blood thinner, or myself, what I do, I take aspirin, be sure that my blood is thinner than normal.
Right.
I stay always hydrated, take baking soda. I am on very heavy vitamin C, but I get my vitamin C from natural sources, lemons, oranges, cherries, broccoli. I don't buy over-the-counter the synthetic ascorbic acid. So I'm very high in vitamin C.
Yeah.
Also, fluid, a lot of water, eliminates sugar totally. And pretty much you have the exactly natural self-defense.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And it's amazing that they don't. Well, I'm not surprised. Look, like you said, doctors are not trained a lot of times in this area to begin with. So they really don't know. I almost think that in some cases, the doctor is the worst person to go to, because they're seeing things from a whole different perspective, as far as I'm concerned.
And, you know, also, you know, if these people, they have a respiratory inflammation, I would even just use that that asthma inhaler you just pump. Uh-huh. That would help also.
Yeah.
So nobody talks about this kind of stuff.
I know. It's frustrating. It really is. I mean, people like you and I, you just have to keep talking about it, you know, and yeah. You know, you'll get something.
Regarding mask, if you want to be very safe, you have to throw your mask every 20 minutes away and put a new one.
Right.
Because, you know, we breathe in and out. When we breathe out, we breathe out toxins.
Right.
So you have that mask, and you track them there, and you breathe it back. So if you ruin a mask, you have to change them every 20 minutes. Also, breathing. People didn't understand that breathing to the nose hits different part of your lungs, lower lungs all the way up, and actually breathing like that also exercises the ribcage muscles too.
Yeah.
See, when you want to smell something, also have all the nerves, you know. If you don't smell something, you don't hold your nose and you breathe in to your mouth to find out what cologne you have, you know, or to nose. Now, so I would suggest people that mostly people infected should have the mask on. And even those ones, they should breathe through the nose, cover the mouth, and breathe out the mouth.
Yeah.
Breathe out the mouth. And also, if me would be infected and you would be in my area and maybe you stay about 4 feet from me talking, you're not going to have anything. Now, if I will sneeze, of course, the little particles goes further.
Yeah.
But just talking, and then outdoors, you know, I put a mask on where it must has a sign on the door, like I go to shopping my food or go to the gym. In the gym, you have to walk in with the mask on, but I breathe through my nose. I keep on the mask on my mouth. So I breathe to my nose, because, you know as well, and other millions, they work out, you can't do squats with a mask on.
Hell no. I can't even do cardio with a mask on.
Yeah. So I made little notes here. So this catnip peptide, because this it's unbelievable. See, this Catherine Pep diet, it's active against negative germs and positive grams, so both of them. And then another natural product out there called fulvic acid. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're familiar. Fulvic acid does extract from plants. They were decomposed millions and millions ago and has over 92 ionic minerals. That is really good to support the cells. And then also the product I have, what's good about, it helps to restore cell communication because my own opinion, when this virus attacks, it takes over your cell communication. The cells, they're not communicating the way or normally they do. It enforces communication, so it makes virus produce more. It's hijacked. Yeah. It produces its own RNA, the messenger RNA. So it's no studies there regarding this, but I think if you're able to have something, it keeps your cell communication normal, you should be okay. I did read many studies that they try to infect chicken embryo with different viruses. And once you inject the virus in the egg white surrounding the embryo, it's the virus or bacteria never able to get to the embryo because they have a self-defense mechanism developed in the egg sac. They have this liquid where there's also this Kenneth Pep that is developing. Mm-hmm. So it's only one way you're able to kill that chicken embryo if you inject directly in the embryo. If you inject it surrounding, it's not going to happen. Hmm. So I have no study proof, but I think if you would incorporate embryo extract in humans, it would be an injectable growth factor extract from mammal embryo, but it has to be human because you cannot inject different species to different species. So it would be very hard to have human embryo extract be injected to humans, and you cannot inject on mammals. But this chicken embryo, because it's available, the extract orally, and it enters in a system called something pinocytosis. So anything we eat orally, amino acids, vitamins, minerals, is only one way able to enter in the bloodstream. If our body puts them in a pinocytosis state, it's a self-feeding. So it's ready, tiny micromolecules ready to supply the cells what they need. So that's what's so beneficial about this embryo extract, chicken embryo extract, because you don't have to inject them, and it works orally. And also, they have some natural defense in the embryo development. It the pepsin enzyme who breaks down proteins. If you take anything orally, doesn't matter, amino acid, peptides, this pepsin recognizes its amino acids because its protein is amino acid molecule. So also this chicken embryo extract has a anti-pepsin, so the enzyme doesn't recognize, because anything orally, you never know how much gets to the cell, right, how much gets lost before it gets to the pinocytosis stage. So nobody knows. So I think take 1 gram of amino acid, I never know how much get break down, because this enzyme has his job, he breaks them down.
Yeah.
So, and it's be more things discovered. It's going to be a press release in about 2 months. So I cannot disclose that much, but just shortly, these growth factors, mainly the fibrous growth factors, which we have 22 in our body, these are acting as a ligand to every single receptors in the body, including androgen receptors. That means it can increase the activity. For example, you can have something and partial agonist like activity, it's 50%, 1 to 50%. So when you add these growth factors, natural growth factors, it becomes 100% the activity increase, 100%. So I've been mentioning this because there are studies there shows that these growth factors are responsible for all receptors in the body. So theoretically, I was explaining, but I never had anything demonstrated. So what I did, I made a supplement. It's a hemp CBD extract with this growth factor natural extract combined. And I was talking about, I was in a few places invited to talk about, I was explaining that what it does, you need that much CBD and we're able to increase the activity. That means also we increase the concentration in the blood flow. So instead of taking 50 gram, you can just take 10 to 20 milligram. So I was questioned, you know, scientists, you have a PhD. Yes, we know these growth factors, what they do, they have approved. So I was very lucky to meet, and I did a short business with a top biomolecular scientist who was working for NASA and the Navy. So with his luck, he did a blood work test on this product at a Navy laboratory, and exactly what I said, it's happened. So this product I formulated actually last year, me being also competed as a professional bodybuilder, after I did my pro debut in 1994, after my full contest, I start experimenting with testosterone, but I was doing everything differently. Back then in Romania, at one point, I was working out at home with chin-ups and pull-ups, and I needed something where I can have access to weights. So what I did, I went and signed up to be Olympic weightlifter at the club because they had weights. I was able to do squats and floor presses, etc. And at my gym, there were four guys. They were in a U.S. national weightlifting Olympic team. And they were taking pills, and I didn't know what they're taking. Actually, I was dianabol, and I was really strong. So I was better built than other Olympic weightlifters because I was doing biceps and triceps. So when the coach saw me doing, he said, don't do bicep, triceps, going to be on your way. Yeah. So I did a state, not supposed to state, but region record for my age and my weight, the pressing movement. Back then, there's a three. There's a screen and jerk or the press.
Right.
So it was about 52 kilo, and I pressed 100 kilo overhead. So the coach came to me saying, you know what, you genetically have the build, and you can be very strong. So I have these pills. If you take this, in 2 years, you're going to be representing Romanian international weightlifting contest. I said, what is that? He said, well, this is going to make you strong, but you have to take also this and this and this. So I asked the other guys, what do you take? He said, well, you know, it's called Maposin, which is the Romanian dianabol. And they said, we're taking this, and also we're taking some other natural supplements to protect our liver and kidney and other organs. So they were doing 6 weeks off, back and forth, back and forth. I never tried dianabol there because I didn't want to do it because I love bodybuilding, not weightlifting. I didn't want to be an Olympic weightlifter. I want to be big legs and upper body. So I remember they said to me that if they take him longer than 6 months, the body lose sensitivity to androgens. They couldn't explain why. It's nothing with the receptors. Some reason it lose sensitivity, so they have to get off 6 weeks back and forth, back and forth. And I remember that. So when I start first time using anabolic steroids, it was only testosterone. I was injecting altogether per week 280 milligram, but I was doing only for 8 weeks. And after 8 weeks, I went down, inject only 10 milligram a day for another 8 weeks, try mimicking what my body produced. Because all I learned from those weightlifters that he says for some reason when the androgen testosterone level comes down to normal level again, they again became very sensitive to androgens. So I was thinking about, you know, they did that, I'm going to do the same thing. So I started doing that and it worked fantastic. And I remember I had Akim Abrik visiting me here, even training with me. And he goes, how much you take? I said, only he says, come on, Emery, you must take. I said, no, I'm not taking. I told him what I'm doing. But, you know, he just didn't want to listen to me. So then all these years since 1999, also I'm experimenting now for an older man just on testosterone replacement therapy. And I figure out on my own that somebody at my age where it's not competing, they don't need more than 40 milligram testosterone a week. And this has to be injected a little daily. So even this way, you have an advantage because your testosterone level doesn't fluctuate up and down. In the morning, higher. In the evening, lower. So you have stable. So even somebody injecting only enough as your body makes normally, then you don't suppress and you still stay sensitive, you know. And I start doing a subcutaneous injection instead intramuscular, really tiny, because the doses are really tiny. And I was doing that and people, they were arguing and telling this bullshit, et cetera, et cetera. So I had even a doctor who was promoting his DHEA injections. And back then I have Dr. Serrano. I know if you know Eric Serrano.
Yeah.
Okay. He did a study for a company from England, my chicken embryo, on to see if the adrenal cortex function output get regulated, which demonstrated yes. So back then I asked this doctor who killed himself last year, I think. I approached him if he would be interested to participate in a control study regarding the DHEA and how bad it is if man stays on DHEA for a long period of time, you have more estrogen. So he didn't accept the trial. Then he said, you know, what this subsequent injection, that's not going to work. So I said, yeah, it works on me. He said, you have a study? I said, I don't have a study and I'm not going to spend money on demonstrating something for people they wouldn't even listen. The bodybuilders think more drugs, bigger you are, of course, but also your health will be disappeared really quick.
Yeah.
So going fast forward about 6 years later, he was demonstrating how to do injections. But because I'm not a PhD scientist, people said I'm just blowing air.
Right.
And I remember about 3 years later when I started doing that, a French company did a study on this and they demonstrated that subcutaneously works better and have little less estrogen conversion.
Oh, interesting.
And that been doing. And, you know, that I'm doing, even now my age, what I do, I go 8 weeks, 10 milligram a day. So that's about 7 milligram a week and 8 weeks, 40 milligram a week, back and forth.
Yeah.
And I feel fantastic. I work out twice a day, you know.
So essentially, you never come off. You're either at a higher level and a lower level, but you never come completely off.
Yeah. So when I'm a lower level, my total testosterone level is about 600 something. My free testosterone is always nice high because I also use the fibrous growth factors, which are agonist to the receptors, so it makes me even more sensitive.
What do you call that?
The fibrous growth factors, which in the chicken embryo extract.
Okay, is that like in a supplement then, over the counter?
Yeah, it's all over. I introduced to the market in 1993, and then I also supply Lila Brada has a product called Humana Growth, and has under his name. Then I have other physicians and I have different kind of formulation because I also make a product for somebody who does treats people with bad memory. It helps your memories also.
Okay.
Now, it's naturally occurring neurogrowth factor, which are directly responsible to regenerate neurons in the brain. And see, in bodybuilding, a lot of these big guys, they're injecting tremendous amount of androgens, and they don't even aware of that high elevated androgens are in range.
You are definitely going to want.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
Yeah, so when your androgen levels, testosterone is out of range, it destroys neurons in the brain. So this bodybuilders, they don't even know they're going to get to age 50 and they're going to have early stage dementia,
yeah,
Parkinson's, or even Alzheimer's disease. You never know. So that's another benefits of taking this embryo extract, because it has a neurogrowth factor, which is directly regenerating neurons in the brain.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Now, also, they're taking this anti-estrogen. They're suppressing the estrogen down to almost nothing. And actually, estrogen is very important because estrogen normal level helps neurons in the brain. And they don't know that.
Yeah. So you don't
the thing is, when these guys, they're competing, they're scared to do anything lower the dose. They're scared to get small.
Right.
But they're not, you know, when you're a bodybuilder, you have to live your lifestyle. You cannot have like, you know, I'm not competing, I'm going to start pig out
and right,
buy filling and this and that. I never do that. You know, I don't eat sugar. I don't eat fried foods. I don't drink alcohol at all.
Yeah.
You know, and people say, oh, what kind of life is that? You know what? I enjoy my life the way you enjoy drinking. I enjoy my life having a healthy piece of fruit or something, you know. Yeah. My enjoyment is when I exercise. It's exercising. It's like it's getting high in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Oxygen in the brain.
Yeah.
Feeling good, you know. And you know who's Tony Freeman, yeah? The X-Men.
Yeah.
Okay. So he retired from competition, and he contacted me and he said, "Emily, I'm gonna try out your supplement." And also, you've been talking about this only 10 milligram injection a day. If that really works, I said, you give it a try. Because, you know, competing all the years, taking androgens, at one point, even you retire, you have to use something rest of life because you never have your own production back.
Right.
So then he was on 200 milligram per week. So he dropped to 70 milligram a week with this growth factors. He couldn't believe it. He said, "Emmerich, if I would know this when I was competing, I was still competing, but probably I would be scared to do only 10 milligrams because I was scared and I lose size." He said,
right.
"I didn't lose size. Actually," he said, "I lost a lot of weight and I feel great. I feel fantastic."
Yeah.
So,
very interesting story. Hey, Emmerich, I'm going to have to wind up this show. You're a very fascinating person. I mean, you know stuff. You know, you're one of those guys. Einstein once said that real knowledge is through experience, and you're the example of that. You know, you've done so much stuff on yourself, and you know this from a firsthand experience. That's a game changer, as far as I'm concerned.
You know. my wife sometimes gets upset because I'm reading so much research because I want to be updated. I'm very interested in stem cells. And now this messaging RNAs, this messaging RNA was just fully understood only 2010 by a Japanese scientist that this messaging RNAs is the future. That messaging RNAs, they're going to totally fully understanding it. That's the answer for any kind of disease.
Yeah.
Once they're able to put them together, I don't think so ever they're going to be able to replicate it synthetically. It's going to be hard. They can have synthetically different peptides that just put something together, what's in a life creation. And the most studied and researched right now is chicken embryo, because even if you want to make a vaccine, you need a chicken embryo. That's how they're developing vaccines. So, and it's the easiest because you have access very quick, and the chicken embryo develops faster than any other embryo. And it just, you can have millions and millions embryos just very quick.
Yeah.
So, but maybe next time we can go more further because, you know, we have, like I mentioned, we have these fibrous growth factors, and this fibrous growth factor each has a job to talk and have stem cell response. For example, if you want to have a skin problem and you have a stem cells, your body makes stem cells, of course. You want the original, you need fibrous growth factor 2 that directs the stem cell where to heal. Now, but these growth factors, they get a message from the messaging RNAs and tells to the each growth factor where you need to go, what you have to do. See, hormones are very important in our body, but it's a little tiny part of the entire equation. Mm-hmm. The growth factors in charge. The growth factors we keep are young, healthy, and bet our life depending more, because without this growth factor, we wouldn't exist. And unfortunately, we grow with this growth factor in, and then by age is diminishing. That's why you see at older stage, people, they get sick,
yeah.
they have memory problems because it starts diminishing.
So right.
When we're young, we have everything, these growth factors are in good range. And then these growth factors can also diminish from lifestyle, exposed to toxins, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a good thing that we can replenish that orally.
Yeah.
And it's very safe. It's no side effect.
Love it. I want to talk to you more about that on another podcast. But I want to...
Actually, I want to send you a few bottles to try it out.
I want to try that. I'm really interested in the... I want to talk to you after the show. I'm going to give you a call, but I'm really interested in your product line. So I'd like to do that after we get off here. But in the meantime, I want to tell you that I'm really honored that you came onto the show, and I learned a lot from you today. I think you've got so much knowledge that's pent up inside of your head that we need to talk a few more times on this stuff, because you're on to something. You're very much on to something.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Okay.
It was nice seeing you. I guess you and I met once before. Is that what you told me?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. What is that?
To feel her in maybe 20 something years ago.
Yeah. That's been a while now. Anyway, look, nice seeing you again. And again, thanks for coming on. I'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Okay. Have a nice evening. Okay. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com.